This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We are at the top of the hour, about 107 here at the Pulse, 107.7. We are live at the Beacon Building. You are listening to Food for Thought. Remember, you can always stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And let me see. Can you believe it's almost Christmas?
No. So every year this happens to me, and I get so, you know, we're all, I kind of hate the word busy. I really do. Because it's not a good thing, being busy. It really isn't. You want to, you know, I don't equate busy with being successful. I equate it with being frazzled. So I hate to use that word busy, but, you know, you're always trying to get caught up on everything. And then, I think, oh, I still have plenty of time for Christmas. Happens to me every year. I looked at the calendar today to, like, literally count out. It's 2 weeks. From today or something. Uh-huh. I was like, my heart dropped a little bit. I'm like, oh, I'm so not ready.
You know what the best part? I mean, I'm leaving the 20th. So all my stuff's done. It's been done and wrapped and it's all done. And my kids are coming over on Sunday and we're doing Christmas and my mom's coming.
Oh, yeah.
So Sunday.
So you have less time.
Sunday. Well, Monday morning, we can say it's all going to be done. I'm so excited.
And then you're going to be sitting on the beach.
I'll be on the beach. Yes, I will.
So we have our next guest.
Yes.
Very excited.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce her?
I will. So joining us now is Alyssa Van Gilder from Goffstown's Apotheca, and she also owns Acopia, which is kind of right across the street from a kind of diagonal from Apotheca. So welcome.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you here, Alyssa. And So give us a little bit background first. So tell us about the store really quickly, and then I want to go back.
Walk us in the front door for those people that have never been in there. And for those listeners out there that have known me throughout the years, I love different stuff, funky stuff. I'm always, you know, and when I don't even remember who told me about Apotheca, but
I think it was me.
A couple years ago.
What?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, no, I had been, how long have you been open?
This is our 10th year. Yeah.
Which oh, my God.
I can't believe that.
This is our birthday month, December 2005.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations. I haven't been going for 10 years, but I'd say for a good 5 years or so. Yeah. And I live in Bedford, but, you know, I love just, okay, I'm going to Apotheca. I'm going to Apotheca for a latte. It just sounds so, you know, sophisticated. But it is the,
it's
my friend Sylvia. Do you know Sylvia? She's a Mexican woman that comes in and it's Sylvia's daughter that comes in.
They live locally. Her face, I would probably know.
Oh, my gosh. They're the ones that told me about it.
Well, thank you, Sylvia.
And, oh, my gosh, yeah. They love that place, and she turned me onto it, and it's just really funky. So for those people that have not been there, it's right in downtown Goffstown. You go over the little bridge and take the first left.
Left, right across from Ace Hardware. And we're in the old train station. When you walk in the door, there's a lot going on. Apotheca is Latin for storehouse or variety. And I said in the beginning that was God's way of giving me permission to be a little ADD because my issue in life has always been focusing on one thing. I love a medley of things. I like how things play off of each other. And I like what happens when, you know, whether it's objects or people or conversations, when things come together, something completely new and different happens because of the relationship they have to each other. So when you come into Apotheca, you're greeted by our cafe and kind of a seating area. It wasn't always that way, but the cafe's grown in recent years. So we've had to kind of move our gifts to the back and create more seating. So you'll see Suzanne or Andres or, you know, one of the other lovely baristas greeting you in the front. You'll have a pastry cooler that has some really delicious things from local bakeries. We don't have an in-house kitchen, so we try to work with local businesses to create even a medley, you know, within the cooler. And it's fun to have Apotheca. It's a bringing together of, you know, talented people in different ways. We have farmers that we work with, artists that we work with, bakers, chefs. People are coming together, and it's, again, what's happening when those different personalities with different talents are coming together and presenting things under the roof that's known as Apotheca. But back from there, you walk in this, we call it the cozy little hallway because people are always bumping into each other. We have things.
Because there's so many
things.
Because
there's stuff even in the hallway to look at.
Yeah, but it's different stuff. That's the key to it, I think. It's stuff you don't find anywhere else. It's different, useful, unique stuff.
Yeah. And we definitely try to make sure that we're sourcing things that are exciting and inspiring for us as well as our customers. We have an incredible regular customer base, people that have supported us for 10 years, like, you know, people that I literally met when I opened are still coming in. And I'm so thankful for that, because without that support, there's no way a small business in a small town is going to survive. So you're going down the ramp, and right in front of you is our flower cooler that looks like a garden shed.
Oh, I love Beautiful. It. It looks like it's outside. You know, a little shed outside, yeah, but it's inside. It's gorgeous.
It means a lot to me because my brothers and my dad built it for me when we were first transitioning. We opened in a smaller space right on Main Street in 2005.
I remember that. I was in there.
And it was very tiny. We only had room for tea. We had a little tea bar and then our artisan gifts and fresh flowers. So my brothers, when we moved in 2008 into the old train station, my brothers built the flower shed for me. So it's a cooler. We actually have refrigeration in there, so we're able to store our milk for the cafe that's hiding behind a curtain, and then our fresh flowers are in there. To the left, I mean, really, it's kind of a gifts, artisan gifts, yeah, all over the place.
Very cool stuff.
Oh, thank you. It's fun. And then across the street, we have a Copio, and that's my business partner, Rosina, and I opened that in November. So that's 2 years old. We started offering more jewelry, shoes, scarves.
I have like 3 pairs of earrings from there. And every time I wear them, I'm looking to feel if I have them on, but I don't. Oh my gosh, they're the funkiest things. I just love them.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's stuff that you are not going to find anywhere else.
Anywhere.
If you're looking for a unique gift or just something different for yourself, that's where I think to go, because it's just so different. It's not like going to the mall and everything looks the same. It's amazing. And one of the things that you, but one of the things, like when you say walk through the door and explain it, as a, you know, a client that comes in, it's, and I say this in a really good way, it's sensory overload. Like, because it's not just walk through all of this. It's like, you look, every time I'm in there, it's different. You walk up and I'm like, you know, there's different things hanging from the ceiling and on the walls, and I get inspired every time I come in because I'm like, oh, I could do that in my home. Just your decorations alone, I just get inspired, not just by the things that you offer, but by the way you decorate the space. And like you say, everything, just something happens when all you put those things together, and it's sensory overload in a good way. It's like I come in and I feel good when I'm in there, and I get inspired and I'm excited, and I go home and I'm like, oh, I remember that. And sometimes even snapped a little picture of like the way you decorated a wall or something. And then the other thing I wanted to say is when you walk through that cozy little hallway right now, and you walk into that back room, it is like a winter wonderland. I don't know how. I was just in there recently and there was no Christmas stuff. And then I go in and it's completely transformed. Just to walk into the space to experience what you've done in there is gorgeous. So I invite people to go take a look. You'll get inspired, even if it's just for holiday decorating. It's
Thank you. It's
beautiful.
So good to hear you say that, because our little motto is acknowledge, uplift, inspire. And that, just to explain that a little bit, we want, when people come in the doors, we want them to know that we're so grateful that they took the time out of their day to park their car, to come in and to check us out. We want people to feel uplifted. We want, you know, we make a concerted effort to create a positive work environment for ourselves and for our customers. We want them to feel like their day is brighter because they spent some time with us. And then inspiration. We want people to be able to walk away with a feeling that they can create something beautiful, because beauty matters. It's not like a superficial thing. Like, it's important to have a beautiful object in your space, or fresh flowers.
Your flowers. Or food. Let's talk about your flowers just for a second, because I am.
Those aren't normal either.
No, they're not. They are not. And you're right. And that's what I'm going to say, because I have no green thumb. Anytime I get flowers in my house, you know, and I like flowers. I mean, I'm not so much like the hanging plant things in the middle of the window kind of thing, yeah, but your kind of stuff is what I, mm-hmm, I love, like the little cactuses and the succulents.
Yeah. Those
are fun. And the way you pot them, and oh my gosh, I love them. They're just
Thank
so
you.
Cute.
They're
unique.
It's right now we actually have some succulent living walls and wreaths that are so much fun. So like, rather than just the traditional evergreen, though we have those too. I love evergreen. The smell is amazing. But for someone who's looking for a different way to do a holiday wreath, we have succulent wreaths, and then we have little boxes filled with succulents.
It's
that
the
are
boxes
really fun.
I like. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Those are so cool. Are
and then fun. Something new that I've noticed very recently is the, and I'm not going to know what they're called, the aquarium type
The terrariums.
Terrariums. That's they're like shaped great. Like teardrops almost. Mm-hmm. And then you had
like
a workshop,
living
didn't
garden.
You?
We
they
did.
Create
we,
your own.
We've done some workshops. We actually have three scheduled for January. We're also working with St. A's students. We're going in and doing a workshop with them.
Cool.
And with Nini Bambini, we have a workshop that we're doing with them. So we can have groups come to us, or we can go to wherever they are. And it's fun because you're setting aside some time, you're creating something beautiful, and then you can nurture a relationship with that. Sometimes things end up dying, but we try our best to give you the information that you need to keep it alive.
And that may not seem like a big deal, but it is. So Kobe mm-hmm. bought a cactus 3 or 4 years ago mm-hmm. at Apotheca. And I was so surprised that he's like, oh, Mom, I really want that cactus. I'm like, a cactus?
Was it a neon, like the color
no,
of the cactus?
No, it's just a plain little, and at the time it was like tiny, this little tiny cactus. And I don't have indoor plants. I do okay with the stuff outside, but I do not have any indoor plants. Every time I get one, I kill it. So he brought home this little cactus, and I'm like, all right, we'll see what happens with this. He, just like you said, he nurtures it.
That is so
He comes in and he looks, he, you know, it's sitting right in the middle of our island in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And it's so, he loves to see it grow. Like, oh, it grew a little bit. Now it's getting this funny little shape at the top. And he'll grab water and pour it over the top
but you
and
can't
watch it trickle
water those
down.
Too much, right?
He doesn't. He does.
That's the balance of love and neglect, which is what life is all about, right?
Yes. And he just, I have been so proud of him, you know, watching him nurture this silly little, you know, seemingly unimportant plant, and it means the world to him. And one year for Christmas, he got like a new pot to repot it mm-hmm. and potting soil because it was, he's like, I need to put it in a bigger pot. It's important to him. And in this tiny little, like I say, seemingly unimportant cactus, and it's a big deal to him.
It's
still alive in the Gregoire household.
Exactly. And I have not touched it. He has done it all. So he is nurturing thing that's living.
That's great.
That's awesome.
I wanted to share my personal story since you said that.
That's great to hear. Noah had one too, and sadly it died.
But that doesn't make me feel so bad.
But he did, you know, for a while, and he loves plants too. So Noah, when he's actually not, I have a 14-year-old.
And him, my son and her son friends. Are best buddies.
Yes. And when he's not fully absorbed in the world of Minecraft, he yep. will go
oh,
around and get really upset
grandson.
If his little sisters. Yeah. Isn't it a thing? It
he's
really
only
is.
Seven.
Oh yeah. Wow. Ours started younger.
Yeah.
He is absorbed. You know what I got him for Christmas? I got him a Minecraft. It's called, Minecraft Encyclopedia.
Oh, wow.
And it's shaped like a cube, comes in a box. Beautiful.
That's a good idea for Noah.
So I know. I was just thinking
beautiful.
The same thing. I'm like, oh, I can get that for Kobe.
They are
hard.
Amazon.
I'm writing it down.
Amazon. For those listeners tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building. You are listening to The Pulse 107.7. We're in studio today with Alyssa Van Gilder. She's the owner of
Apotheca and Acopio.
Right in downtown Goffstown, right? And whenever I say downtown Goffstown, or, you know,
the village.
Heart of downtown, I always say where the popcorn stand is. Yeah. Her shops are before the popcorn stand. Well, if you're coming from Manchester or Bedford, but we're going to go on a short break and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy, live at the Beacon Building. Stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. We are in studio with Alyssa Van Gilder of Apotheca and Acopio in Goffstown. They're two really great, two different though. I mean, I would say they're different. Apotheca is more of, well, it's a little cafe, and you have, like you said, local different sandwiches and pastries and such, and lattes and espressos. And I can attest to the lattes. I love the lattes. They're very good. And, you know, the other thing I wanted to point out about Apotheca, I love, you know, you just go in there, like my niece Amelia used to go in there and do her homework and sit with her espresso or whatever she drank, latte. And you just have like these funky things on the walls, like that long thing that you had with the yarn. And people would just go in and, you know, with nails on it, and you just, you know, twirl it around. And then you go in and it's like, so cool. Like,
and I do like seeing all the different local artists in there.
Oh yeah, local artists. But this is something that you, as the customer, can
contribute
to it. Like, take the yarn and swirl away.
I never saw that one.
Yeah, it's so cool. But yeah, I wanted to just mention that. And then, of course, Acopia is just across the way, and funky. I have my favorite dress that I got there. It's orange. It's like kind of silk, and love it. When I saw it, on the rack, and I'm like, that's the one I want. And I was like, oh, thank God, it's my size.
Rosina, actually, my business partner, just got back from Peru yesterday. It was kind of a whirlwind. She just went down for a few days, picked up some new shoes and Peruvian cotton. So with Acopia, we work with a lot of, you know, very small family businesses and artisans. So where it's not, you know, New Hampshire made, but we're still working with a person, with people, and it's impacting their lives
company.
Directly and not a big company. There isn't a middleman. We're working directly with the artists with and, you know, and I say manufacturers very loosely because it's not like the way we do things here. It's our shoes and boots, for example, are made by a mother and daughter who have just in a small room, they have their workshop. We're able to design, you know, pick fabrics. Rosina will pick the fabrics and the leathers and combine them together. And so it's something you're not going to find anywhere else because they're doing it specifically for us.
And they're so cute.
Mm-hmm. My feet are too big to wear them, though. Sad
are they?
So I'm size 10. I'm 5'11 and size 10, and I can't wear them. They don't believe that American women can have feet that are just
my
so large.
My daughter does, too. Mine are just seven and a half, and my daughters are 10.
Yeah,
she
I feel her
hates
pain.
It.
I really do. But
now, we didn't quite finish talking about the flowers. So you do weddings and events, or somebody just wants to order flowers for a birthday.
Funerals. You know, it's I love it because we end up kind of being a part of really special moments in life, the happy ones and the sad ones. Mm-hmm. This past year, we will have done 70 weddings, which is kind
That's
of
awesome.
It was a lot. And it was a very lively
70 in
season.
1 year.
70 in 1 year. Yeah. We're coming to the close of the year. And we're just, you know, we have a few more. So we're kind of cutting back a little bit just so that I don't want to make all of I don't want to drive my staff to madness. So, but it's, you know, we love just kind of the personalization of the designs and meeting a couple and figuring out how to create something for them that is really reflecting who they are as a couple and their families and the things that are important to them. And really the same thing goes for funerals. When we're doing a funeral, we don't have a book that people just pick things from. We try to, you know, bring in colors or flowers that are symbolic. And sometimes it's not something that's right. They're not prepared to answer those questions when they come into the shop, but we walk them through those questions. And then the flowers end up meaning so much more when flowers are beautiful anyway, but when you can infuse them with intention and meaning, it's even better. We go down to the Boston Flower Market every Wednesday, at least once a week. When it's busy, we go down more. So we're picking from, you know, flowers from all over the world and we're getting them extremely fresh and they're great. So Wednesdays are the exciting day in the flower shop. It's when things are just overflowing.
So you, as the owner, you're hands-on then from day to day.
Yeah. We have four children. So I try to work from home Sunday, Monday, but Tuesday through Saturday we're going like crazy.
And that's something I like to talk about a lot of times with guests that we have on the show, especially, you know, small business owners, is kind of trying to create that balance between family and work, because it is not easy when you have your own business. And, you know, the family and the kids and the events all keep going and work keeps going. Mm-hmm. So it's sometimes hard to create that balance. But I'm always so impressed with the people that make it work. And I know you and I have talked about this sometimes. From the outside, it always seems like, you know, you look at other people and you're like, they've got it all together. Like, I want to have it all together like that. So you do a really good, I know you've confided in me sometimes that, you know, sometimes things slip and that happens with more for me on a regular basis than you probably, but
Google Calendar, that's where it's all.
But the fact, the fact from the outside that you look like you got it going on all together, you're doing a really good job. So tell us a little bit about, and I don't know how much time we have left, but
2 minutes.
All right. So tell us a little bit about the history behind starting your business. And I remember it was in that tiny little store and then it moved over. But how did you even start with that tiny little store the first time?
I will try to make this quick. But I mean, starting as a little girl, I was in Alaska with my parents. That's where I was born. They had a cafe lodge right off the Denali Highway. So I grew up. They have confessed to me that I spent some time in a playpen in the corner of the bar.
How cool is that?
Because they were business owners too. So we had such a tight-knit community. So I think that has always been a really important part of I say business model, but you're not always thinking of a business model. It's something you're reacting to and creating intuitively.
It's what you grew up in.
Right.
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure I was in a playpen behind the counter.
This is just a funny side story. Not so funny for some. I hope it's okay that I share it. But there was a lot of Indians in our community, Native Americans. Frankie Second Chief, I remember him slipping me little sips of his Budweiser as a very young girl. Cool, not that. Maybe not the best story.
Because that's probably awesome. What they did. It was probably, you know, everybody's...
Everybody's
different.
It was just different. I've always had kind of a passion for business, and one that's heartfelt and creating, buying things or creating things to sell. Like I did painted rocks for sale as a child. Before the shop, I was doing paintings, like custom paintings for people, and had a gift line, a card line. But really what launched the opening of the shop, I was getting a divorce and I had to figure out how to support myself. So the business plan was there, 30 pages of a business plan, but the catalyst for really deciding, okay, I have to do this, I have to figure this out. Well, you know, it was terrifying, but I jumped off that cliff and there was no turning back.
So. And look where you've come now. And now it is a key place in Goffstown and other towns, mm-hmm. obviously, to go. Everybody knows and loves Apotheca. I can't imagine what our town would be like without it. So thank you for taking that leap of faith. We love it. We love you for doing it. And I know it's probably, not always easy, but thank you for doing the work for our community. We love it.
Thank you for the support of the community. Yeah. I have a very large family in Goffstown, and I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
it's nice when that happens. It really is. Well, Alyssa, thank you so much for coming in. Listeners out there, they're right in Goffstown. It's 24 Main Street, right across, like she said, from the Ace Hardware store. You can also check them out on the web at apothecaflowers.com. And again, thank you very much for coming in. And listeners, when we come back, we have Shelley Walcott in-house Healthy Spice Blends. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy, live at the Beacon Building.
Hi, hi.
You're listening to The Pulse, 107.7. And don't forget, you can always stream us live, World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Grand State Dairy Promotion. That was really interesting with Alyssa. I love that. And I think I need to make a trip out to Apotheca.
You know, when there's people that you just want to be around because they just uplift you and inspire you in so many different ways? Alyssa is that person. Ever since I met her the first time, and it's, you know, she just has that personality, and it all comes out in her store and her products and her just everything. Yep. I love
it. You're right. And just one thing that maybe we didn't get to that she said it after, just so listeners know, on Friday nights, the fourth Friday of every month, they do an open mic night. So that must be pretty fun over there.
Yeah, definitely. Carson said he wanted to do it sometime and take his saxophone
in. Oh, cool.
And very we haven't cool. done that because we keep missing it.
Well, we should have Carson and Elliot go. Elliot plays the trumpet.
Oh, we should.
They could go down one night. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So we have our next guest in the studio. We love having Shelley Walcott from Healthy Solutions Spice Blends.
Hello.
Welcome
Hi,
back.
Shelley. I know. I haven't seen you in a long time.
I haven't seen you for a while. I know. I think you've been on the show more than me lately.
Probably.
That's almost true. Almost, but not quite.
Okay. Thank you.
No, we've been busy in the kitchen these days.
So what has been going on with Healthy Spice Blends? And let's just let listeners know, in case right now they're listening in, have a computer in front of them, they can check you out on the web at spiceblends.com.
Correct.
And you have little Christmas bundle packages available.
We do.
Gift packs.
We have gift packs. We'll put together anything that you want. I've had people just call me up. They want something special. Call me.
So how's it been for this season?
So it's been busy.
Good.
I love it. I love it. But what we've done is we've started making videos for YouTube to show people how to use the blends.
I just used one of the videos.
That's so cool.
Well, it is pretty cool. We're kind of learning as we go.
And that's okay.
So we love if people love what they see, they should tell us. If they hate it, I'm good at hearing
I'm
that
sure
too.
They're gonna
But more importantly, I promise you that none of those recipes are anything but they're wonderful.
Well, anything
wonderful.
You bring in here.
Because you test them wonderful. Over and over and over again in your test kitchen.
There's,
I know you
yes.
do. I
There's
know
a reason I go to Weight Watchers on Friday mornings.
I love it.
And that's why what I brought you today is to get a head start on our New Year's resolutions, okay, we all, every single year, you know, you go to the gym, it's packed on January 2nd.
Yes.
You go to Weight Watcher meetings, standing room only, no matter when you go.
Got to get there an hour early.
So I've been, you know, the name of the company is Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. I thought it might be nice to focus a little bit more on healthier recipes. So I started playing I think months ago, I brought you our Cajun shrimp burgers. They were little sliders.
Yes.
I don't even know if you were
here.
Yeah, I did. Were you here?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were beautiful.
They were delicious.
And delicious.
So that's all great, but those are not really Christmassy things. So what I did is I took that recipe and I made Cajun shrimp balls and I pan fried them in a cast iron pan with just a little bit of olive oil.
I think of you every time I use my cast iron pan. I used it last night. Swear to God.
I love my cast iron pan.
I think of you every time I take it out. And you know, it's a really cool pan. I didn't used to like it. And it's actually Daryl's and I love it now. I'd stay away from it. And because of you being on here, I use that all the time.
Oh, I'm glad.
But anyway, go on.
I'll have to buy stock in cast iron pans or something. so I made these little balls. And then what I did is they needed a dip of some sort. So I took our salmon with dill blend and added it to sour cream. So, okay, so that part's not terribly healthy, but
I've fat-free sour cream.
You could use the fat-free.
It's just as good.
Or just a dab of it, too.
To tell you the truth, you know what actually tastes better is Greek yogurt.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. So I would take Greek yogurt, and you know what? I don't know that I would get the fat-free for this. Maybe mix it.
I think just regular,
And put in as much or as little blend as you want. My rule of thumb is when you've got a cup of whatever, whether it's mayonnaise, sour cream, or the yogurt, start with a tablespoon of the blend. It's easier to add more than it is to take it out. And I've been on both ends of that.
I have, too. With one of them, I put a little too much of the scallop.
Oh, scallop lemon one. Pepper scallops.
The lemon, like you think, oh, a little bit of lemon is good. So a lot must be better, right? It was really good, but it was potent and I couldn't take it away once I did it. I think I used the whole packet, Shelley.
Yeah. And anybody who knows me knows that my recipes they're really not specific to how much of something. So it's been very, very hard doing those videos where I actually have to pay attention and measure it and take a picture of it. So I look at it and go, I said that you needed 2 tablespoons, but in that video I used 4. How do I fix that? So anyway, so the Cajun shrimp balls are easy. It doesn't get any easier. I took a pound of uncooked shrimp, defrosted it, deshelled it.
And it doesn't matter what size they are, really.
No, I like the big ones because it's less to peel.
Smart.
So a pound of that, a half a cup of panko breadcrumbs, plain ones, and 1 egg. And that is it.
That's it?
That's
all that's in there?
So you mix the, I throw the shrimp into the food processor, pulse it a couple times. You don't want it to end up mushy. So you want it to still taste like it's got little pieces of shrimp in it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then just throw the other ingredients in, and there's 1 tablespoon of the Cajun blend in this.
Now, how much shrimp did you say is in this?
A pound. It makes 30 balls. I use one of those I have my cast iron pans, I have a collection of little ballers, scooper thingies. So the smallest one that they make. Okay, scoop it out, you know, with clean hands, roll it into a ball. And then I sprayed the cast iron pan. I did put a little bit of olive oil. I'm going to say a tablespoon at most for all of them. Put them in, and then you just kind of roll them around in the pan so that they get crispy and brown on all sides. I took them out, put them on a plate, stuck a toothpick in it.
So there's nothing else? You didn't roll them in anything else or sprinkle anything else on top of them?
You know, I thought about it.
But it doesn't look like it.
I don't think it needs anything
else. I actually
was
going to take the panko crumbs. I was going to put half of them in and use half of them to roll it.
That's what I thought you did.
And then decided against it because, you know, I hate to admit how lazy I am, but I am lazy. And it was another step.
My kind of cook.
And I didn't have time. I don't have time for that nonsense.
I just love you. She's so much like me. Or I'm so much like her.
I think they're really good.
They're delicious.
I actually ate the first batch for breakfast. So
you had to test them for us, make sure
now,
they were safe, right?
So when you take the shrimp and you peel it and devein it and all that, you chop it up. So you don't cook it first. You chop it up and then you roll it and stuff. And then you saute them in the pan after that.
Now, shrimp cooks really, really quick.
Right.
Okay. Right. So once it hits that pan, we're talking about 2 to 3 minutes right. till you're done.
Even all the way through the ball, the center of the ball.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Shrimp. It does. It takes.
Okay. So you just want to make sure they're not that clear.
Right.
I'll use translucent, very technical terms.
You know,
yeah.
That,
the icky
yeah.
color.
Okay. So question for sure. those of us that are babies. And don't like spicy.
Then you can use any other one of her spice blends.
I was going to say, if I were to cut that back to one tablespoon, I know I really am, would that make a difference in the amount of spiciness?
Yes.
It would.
Yes.
Okay.
So there was 1 tablespoon in all 30 of these.
Oh, not 2. Okay.
Okay.
So I should do like
I
a
would
half.
Start with a teaspoon.
Okay.
Even.
You know what, Tracy? I would just use a different blend. You really could use any blend.
You could.
When you think about
just,
it. That's I love.
Scampi blend or.
Oh, that's true. I could try that.
That's what I love about your blends. Your blends can be used really with anything.
Except yeah. My husband and kids would probably like them just as they are. So I need to find a compromise somewhere.
Well, so
that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of making it for my husband and at least my oldest, like spicy stuff. I think they would love them. So.
Well, you know, you could do half and half.
True.
Do it with a little bit for you, roll out a few. And
because they look so easy. And did you make the video yet? Is it on YouTube?
I was working on it.
I threw you under the bus just now.
I got a little distracted. It should be there, I'm going to say, by tonight. I did put a picture of these on Facebook so that people knew that they had to listen to the show to get the recipe today.
Cool. and they can find you on Facebook at Spice Blends, Healthy Spice Blends.
Healthy Solutions
Spice Blends. You can find her on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And what about your YouTube videos?
So the YouTube videos, the channel is called Healthy Solutions Spice Blends.
Perfect.
We've got a number of them there. I'm kind of working through them one by one. Again, as I said, I'm not really good at measuring things.
But that's okay.
I'll make a video and I'll look at something. I made a pot roast the other day and I didn't want to serve it to the family. It was pretty. It would have made a really nice video, but you know, whoever said you're supposed to leave it in the pot for like 3 hours? It was 3 pounds for 3 hours. I went to the Food Network to look it up. And it was definitely overcooked. So I don't know if it's because I use cast iron and stoneware and all of that stuff.
But I love that you, and I've said this before, I love that you just try things. You just try it. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, you tweak it and figure something else out. That's what I'm always afraid to do, is just try things. And I told you, I called her when I was making the Thanksgiving egg rolls that had a video.
That's right.
A video. I called her, I'm like, something's missing. Do I need to have this? Like, because I need measurements. And like, I'm that kind of person that I just tell me exactly what to do or I can't do it. But
that
I did it.
That came from
I
you, it. The Thanksgiving egg roll.
Those
I
are,
just
yes.
told my father about that this morning.
Yes. Really good.
Because his girlfriend can't eat, just eat like mushy stuff.
That's what she can eat.
Word.
She
mushy
can
stuff.
Eat mushy stuff.
She can.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
She can eat not
oh, yeah.
mushy.
They're nice
you know
and mushy.
What I'm trying to say. So I said, you know, Thanksgiving wrap. And that's a great idea.
Oh, so anything goes in an egg roll by the way.
Who knew?
Okay. So
I'm
over
do
the
more.
Summer. So the 4th of July, okay, my other big cooking holiday in my family, I made the mistake this year of asking my family what they wanted. Okay. Big mistake. So they wanted jalapeno poppers. Okay. Yeah, that's great. I know exactly which bar to go to get the best ones. But I had never made them. So what I did was I looked up the ingredients online and I took a wonton wrapper instead of an egg roll. Same thing.
Yeah.
Instead of the egg. And I used a food processor because that's one dish. Throw it all in, mixed it all up, took my little scoop. I love those little scoops. Put it in the wonton wrapper, rolled it up, and I'm not sure if I baked those or fried them. I think for them, I fried them. They were delicious. Absolutely delicious.
So you took like the jalapeno and all the stuff.
And the cream and cheese.
And put it all together.
Oh, yeah. So
that's brilliant.
So the other thing that's really good like that. So I've been into egg rolls lately. Reuben's are my favorite sandwich in the entire world.
Did you ever have one at the Red Arrow?
I did, because
we
that was my next
good Reuben.
A darn good Reuben. I was going to say that's the only place locally that makes a good Reuben.
Thank you.
Because it's funny, my friend Karen and I go for Reuben's and we test them and we're always sorry that we get it wherever we go because it's never good enough. And we went to the Red Arrow, this is a couple of years ago already, and we split one because we didn't want to be totally disappointed.
Yeah.
But it was really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. So take all the ingredients of a Reuben, throw that in the food processor, and take the egg roll and just plop it in the egg roll, roll them up.
A Reuben egg roll.
Oh my God. They are so good. And I think I baked those. I might not have.
You could do either, really.
I go between frying and baking. Yeah. I'm not, I think I'm, I don't do well at my Weight Watcher weigh-ins when I fry them. so I tend to try to bake them.
I was going
to
say, if they're baked, they're probably better than a sandwich because the egg roll is probably a lot, I would think, a lot less calories than two slices of bread.
It says it on the back of the, I think it's like 50 or 70 calories for an egg roll.
Well, that's not bad at
no.
all.
No, and a slice of bread is equivalent.
Well, when
a
you
light
think
bread.
About like a marble rye, it's right. probably a little higher yeah. up there.
Okay, when you're eating a Reuben, the last thing you're thinking about is the calories, okay? But
hey, but if you want to enjoy your food and cut calories in places.
But now when you're talking about that Reuben egg roll, mm-hmm. when you know, put all those ingredients together in the grinder, or what do you
food processor.
We always, you know what we call it?
And it's if a food we've processor. Been
doing it, we've never, we always, because I grew up Belmont Hall, my parent, you know, I was a little kid when we had it, and we always call it a La Machine.
A what?
A La Machine. I think that was a brand.
Oh, that was probably.
A and that I never say food processor. It just always escapes me. And I call it a La Machine. And people look at me like, what's a La Machine?
Like, well, it's kind of like when I tell my husband, can you get the Cuisinart out?
Yeah.
Because you know, that's what it is.
Yeah. But no, you must add some healthy salus and spice blend to that. So which one would you
actually,
add to the Reuben?
I don't add to the Reuben. So there are certain foods that no matter, I'm a purist when it comes to, okay, a Reuben is one of them. It is absolutely my favorite food in the entire world. Okay. I would eat that rather than any, I can't think of what else I would like more than that. I love Reubens. I actually have a child, the same, a 22-year-old
that
son.
Awesome.
Who we, when we go places, we test a Reuben. We were in Hartford at Ryan's Deli. Okay.
Oh, Ryan's Deli's awesome.
It is, but their Reuben's not as good as the Red Arrow.
You know what? Those places, I mean, they have good things there. I know what you mean. I don't like sandwiches that are sky high like that because mm-hmm. that's what it is. They're like this high.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. I don't have an issue with size. Like in our family, if we were to buy, let's say, I'm going to use Rice-A-Roni. I haven't bought that in 100 years, but you know, in the package it would say serves 5. Well, in my house that serves 2. We just.
I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. So, So holidays. Okay, it's all about just being a little creative. We made a wreath with veggies.
It's
we
beautiful.
Used one of the dips.
It is beautiful.
I do have a picture to put online of that one. I was debating whether it was pretty enough. I'm not an artist,
Beautiful. Let me describe it. So it's like a leaf of, is it spinach?
Lettuce.
So the plate is round with lettuce that's kind of in a wreath shape. And then the outer ring is sliced cucumbers alternated with carrots. And then the center
baby
is
carrots.
Yeah, little baby carrots.
Cherry tomatoes.
And then the center is cherry tomatoes with the dip in the middle.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. You could take that as an appetizer or something to a holiday get together.
Both of these things would be like ideal.
Yeah. Yep. Go check her out on Facebook. Go look at them.
Shelly, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We love having you.
Because you bring goodies.
Plus, we love you,
too. I might bring a Reuben next time.
So, listeners, go to spiceblends.com. It's Healthy Solution Spice Blends. She has some great gift packs. Like she said, she'll do whatever you want. So, contact Shelly. I think it's awesome. Great. Okay, well,
great
we are
show
done.
Today.
Yes.
I love today.
And we'll see you next week. Mm-hmm. Next week, the coupon lady will be in, Kim Bergeron. Yes. So nice. We'll see everybody next week. Bye, everybody.